This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We tend to see inflation at the consumer level, retail prices, but there's also wholesale inflation that raises costs to companies to produce what you buy. Yet lo and behold, profit margins for companies in the S&P 500 are on pace to be substantially above where they were before the pandemic, according to the financial data firm FactSet. How's that? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
When you call the Ford Lincoln dealership in Waukee, Iowa, the hold music lets you know how it's doing. It is a good time for the dealership. Everything sells as soon as it's on the lot. That includes four-year-old used cars that are going for the original manufacturing price. Scott Polite is president and operating partner of the dealership.
I've been doing this 31 years, and I still shake my head every day, and I'm worried, you know, about what our customers will think.
Polite says raising prices means the dealership has been able to offset its increased costs, give staff a raise, and bring profits back up. But the pricing works because people really want cars right now. Alan Dettmeister is an economist at UBS.
So a firm can't just arbitrarily push up their prices if people aren't willing to pay those prices.
Dettmeister says if prices go too high, people will go to competitors. Or
if you are seen as gouging prices, then that can lead to consumers having a negative view of your company.
Companies have to read the room, so to speak, and figure out what consumers are willing to pay. For some things, it's not that much more. Victoria Fernandez is with Crossmark Global Investments.
When you're talking about your eggs or your milk or your protein that you're buying at the grocery store, that's not really where you want to get hit.
Fernandez points out that one of the country's largest grocery stores, Walmart, said it's swallowing some of its increased costs. But demand for certain products can give other companies what's known as pricing power.
So you need to have that power in order to take those increased costs you're getting from your supply chain and pass them on to the consumer.
Or even better, make a profit. Fernandez says it's likely that retail prices will stay high, even if costs go back down. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.